producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, as always, pleased to kick it around with our friends from Talk Media News. The former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney, joins us. Bob, I don't know, every time something happens with Donald Trump and it, let's say, explodes in the Twittersphere, I don't know, for some reason I think of you and I think, what would Bob say about what's happening with Donald Trump? I mean, look, you're a longtime politician. You know about dancing around, not so much dancing around, but saying what you believe, but not necessarily hammering it down in a talk show-like shock jock direction. And that's what it is. I was thinking this the other day. Trump is kind of like a shock jock, isn't he?
Well, he is. You know, I just, on another station, they said, well, you know, it was that Freedom Fries thing. Of course, I did that. And I said, well, I didn't ban the French from coming here. I just did the token thing. And but, you know, with Trump, I mean, first of all, the whole thing's unenforceable, period. Period. How do you know who's what religion? You've got people coming back and forth that work for companies. I mean, it's all completely unenforceable. But the shock idea of it is, I mean, even during 9/11, we didn't, nobody of major proportions in the Republican Party came out and said, we're going to ban Muslims because of 19 Saudis. We didn't even ban Saudi Arabia from coming here, you know.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know. It may not cross the line, but I've got to tell you, it's just going to, this could be dangerous endemically for the Republican Party, period, I think.
Yeah, and you know, what, supposedly people who say for sure they just love Donald Trump, they don't care about what was said the other day about Muslims and barring them from coming into the country, but let's say overall, it's so different when you get into results season, and because you had to go through this, not as a presidential candidate, but as a congressman. You know it's different what people say and what the polls say than what they actually vote. Do you think in the end it does hurt him?
I think in the general it could.
Yeah.
You know, I was around during 9/11, Kate. You make a really great point. And I, you know, I have great people I represented, but a lot of people said to me, we need to ban this. We need to rip mosques down. I mean, it was said to me. And, you know, you've got to, you know, say, look, we've got to increase security, but you can pander to that attitude because people are angry, and I understand that, and they're afraid, and I fully understand that. Donald Trump has seized that fear or that anger, and he's just taken it to a, you know, nuclear level is what he's done with it. Now, he probably can get through the Republican primary, but I would argue that Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders can, you know, capitalize this on this of not looking weak to security with radical jihadists, but I think they can capitalize on, hey, this has gone overboard. Look, one thing about this, Kate, Dick Cheney said he went too far.
Dick Cheney. I know, I saw that. And so if Dick Cheney's saying that, you got to say, well, you know, if there's something to that, there's no question
right
about it. The other thing that's happening, I was talking about this the other day, and maybe we're all being lulled into a sleep or we're tired of hearing the same old thing, but how real is this possible government shutdown deal?
Well, what they're going to do is, I've been there, done that. They've learned from the Boehner lesson of 16 days of shutdown and nothing happened. I mean, even Gingrich, when he shut the government down, totally got something out of Clinton. You know, and they had five balanced budgets. So they've learned. And Paul Ryan is not going to let that government shut down. The deadline's Friday. He'll do some deal with Nancy Pelosi for the benefit of both of them, to temporarily let it roll, maybe a 12-day temporary, maybe a 15-day temporary, whatever, till they can come back from their tiny recess coming up here.
Yeah, wow. All right, so we'll keep.
They'll do something to not let it shut down.
And this is a test for Paul Ryan, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, because people are down his back, you know, wanting him to become Boehner too, you know, the former speaker.
Right.
And I don't think he's a smart guy. I know him well. I don't think he's going to let that happen. But he's got to do a temporary extension. and then they'll send over what they think. They sent Nancy Pelosi a draft last week, and it was unacceptable to her. You didn't see Ryan coming out and just bashing her to death over it. Really didn't. So I think he's trying to achieve something. But he'll do something temporarily. He's just not foolish enough to let the government shut down.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either. What about Hillary Clinton and all of this? Her people got to have to be loving watching this on the sidelines, right?
I think Hillary Clinton needs to, and I think they're doing the right thing in the sense of sit back, make your statements, take your positions, and just let the rest of it roll. I mean, she can make her statements, too, about, Trump, but let it roll internally, because the more, Cruz and Trump, I mean, the Republicans, if you look at what they're saying, Kasich and the whole crew and Jeb Bush, I mean, they're really going at it with Trump. So I think for Hillary Clinton, this is not hurting her by any stretch of imagination, nor Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And in the Bernie Sanders world, do you think that Bernie Sanders has a chance? Does he have a chance to win that Democratic nomination?
Bernie Sanders was on fire, and he still has, it's early. There's a couple of debates. There's the caucuses coming up. I still think Bernie Sanders has a chance. But I must say, Hillary Clinton has vastly improved her position from when we talked, you and I talked in the last 6 weeks. She's vastly improved it. And that's because, maybe for her, hopefully, most of the Benghazi constant month by month, throwing out of all these things about, yoga classes, things that have nothing to do with anything. Maybe that will subside and she can get past that. Plus, the Republicans made a complete mess of the committee in the sense of Benghazi with McCarthy's statements. They were going after her and used the government money for political purposes, That gave her a benefit. So she's got a lot of benefits right now. But I don't think Bernie's out of this by any stretch. He does have a hardcore base of grassroots supporters.
Yeah, I think so, too. I've seen a lot of bumper stickers pop up all of a sudden. And, of course, we're in Texas, and I have seen more than anybody else, any other candidate, more Bernie stickers, bumper stickers than anyone else out there. Yeah, in Texas.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because you wouldn't think that, exactly. You wouldn't think that would happen at all. So with Harry Reid, it's funny, I've seen him pop up, this is kind of aside, because you certainly work with Harry Reid. Harry Reid, this is it for him, right? He's not seeking another term. And when somebody like that's around for a long time, no matter if he has massive political enemies on the other side, do they throw a big old party in the Capitol and everybody comes to it?
Slap you on the back, you're my friend, Ted Cruz will be hugging him, yeah, well, not Ted, but Mitch McConnell will. Right. Oh, yes, I always love when you get up on the floor and you hear, my distinguished friend from Massachusetts, and they just want to stand up and say, I can't stand you, but my distinguished friend.
But they do it anyway, yeah. And so when you're in that situation like a Harry Reid, I mean, he can do, in a sense, he can kind of do what he wants. When you tell the world, this is it for me, it's got to be in some way kind of freeing to any politician, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Oh, it is. He's done, and they'll treat him with some nicies, on the way out.
Yeah, here's your pins. For all your family, here's some pins.
Yes.
Don't come back.
Yes.
Next time you come back,
bye.
Make sure you get a pass.
Come back for lunch next year.
Come back for lunch. I love it. Bob Nay, always fun.
Thanks.
Talk Media News. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wait to get away from you. Unsurprisingly, you hate me too. We only communicate when we need to fight. But we're best friends, right?
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE. for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Very quickly, if our country could get its act together. We don't know what's happening. We have a president that doesn't have a clue. We don't know what's happening. We need toughness and smartness, and we have to do it quickly.
Get beside me. Backlash continues over Donald Trump's comments, including some of those moderate Muslims who are starting to appear all over the tube, who are rejecting the plan of Donald Trump's, and politicians, especially lots of Republicans, are reacting to, again, what Trump said. So the conversation now is, when did they radicalize? Talking about the San Bernardino shooter who may have plotted a 2012 attack. They're talking about that. They're looking at a next door neighbor and what they knew, and did they see the red flags? And this investigation has taken some really wild twists. I've talked to a pal who knows somebody, one of the people working as part of the investigative team, and said, you know, there's much more to this than meets the eye, and there are other layers that will eventually come out here for sure. We know that. So I'm opening up the lines again to Ted Cruz is the only one who is not, he's stepping away from it, but other, all the other Republicans running have all slammed Trump, including Dick Cheney, who said, absolutely, we are not a nation that can advocate that. So there you go. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Don't forget, in our second hour, last segment, Nail the Score. All right, old friend of the show, Jack from Down Under joins us. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm well, Kate, and look, I'm glad you used Donald Trump as the segue into this. I know the comments he has created is conservative, and I heard Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox and Friends this morning. Might have been too weird in the hours for you, my dear, but when you live 16 hours, ask about on the time scale, it makes it easier to watch it. Now, Judge Napolitano said that Trump's idea may be unconstitutional. I am going to disagree with one of the most respected legal minds in the United States. I have legal presidential precedent on record. Back during the Carter administration, he deported heaps of Iranian students and banned people coming in from Iran under the Nationality Act of 1952. And it wasn't done purely to target Iran. And I'm quoting President Carter here. Khomeini didn't represent Iran as a country, but his Islamist allies. So President Carter banned Iranians on religious grounds. Now, another thing I want to touch on that Judge Napolitano said was that it was a violation of the First Amendment. But we all know that the First Amendment does have limitations. With freedom of speech, you can't stand up in a picture theater and yell fire. That is not protected. First Amendment freedoms do not protect people advocating violence. These people are advocating violence. Now for the clangor. Shooter Farouk was a county health inspector. He had inspected 11 schools in the lead up to his attack, one of them the day before, and he had no reason to go back there because he had inspected the school just 2 months earlier. He was using his job as a county health inspector to reconnoiter targets. That school had to call in bomb dogs to inspect the school to make sure he hadn't left anything in there. That was the Arroyo Valley High School. And now the county has come out and said that, that Farouk had, in the last few months, had inspected the cafeterias of 11 schools. Now, do you think anyone at the high school would have challenged a health inspector coming in with some equipment, thinking that it was going to be an active shooter situation? No. This is a frightening reality, and the cover that this person would have used. Could we imagine had he and his sadistic wife had not been intercepted by those police officers, where were they going? Were they going back to the school? Were they going back to one of the other schools? How much worse could this have been?
Kidding. A lot worse.
Now, his father's turned out to have terrorism connections. He's now on the no-fly list. His mother's got all sorts of certificates of appreciation from this. And the FBI tried to roll back that the couple were wearing GoPros. Well, hang on. They found the empty packages to the GoPros in his mother's black Lexus.
Yeah. It's crazy, isn't
it? I know. Now, I know you are the poll princess, my dear. I have a damning poll for you, taken, the people questioned were 600 American Muslims, and it's truly frightening, some of the data that came out of it. One in three supports Sharia law as the law of the land in the United States. 51% agree that they want Sharia law on a massive level. I'm not very good at reading these, so I hope I'm getting it all right. 60% of American Muslims polled believe that Sharia law should have more precedence than the U.S. Constitution. That is a two-thirds majority of American Muslims poll. And one in four support that action with using violence. And this poll came from the polling company.
Yeah.
which is a fairly big polling outlet out there. So that's pretty
crazy.
Pretty frightening.
It is pretty frightening. It is pretty frightening. There's no doubt you have to be as vigilant as possible. We say this all the time. You have to do the 180. You have to know where you are. You have to be incredibly tuned in to, I think, your surroundings. And you know this, Jack, from all the years that we talked about it. And it's what's the reaction in Australia to what happened in San Bernardino?
Basically, the Australian government is almost... Seriously, if there were journalists or authors, the press releases from the Australian government would be kicked out of school or whatever for plagiarism. A lot of the press releases coming from the Australian government are word-for-word transcripts of things that either President Obama has said or Jay Johnson has said. The whole mentality of the Australian government is scarily... mirroring that their heads are buried in the sand so much on this. I have tried to get some words out of my local House of Representatives member, who is currently in the opposition party here, and to look and try and getting things like Second Amendment-style gun rights brought to Australia. And pointed out that he and his family are protected by men with gun. And I kid you not, his response was that he and his family are not part of the little people. So there, just like with the Democrat Party, there is this idea of the ruling elite where we can be surrounded by lots of people with lots of guns. But if the average person will... No, that's wrong. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where many of our senior politicians' kids go to school, just like the Obamas, they have armed guards. But no other school, you know, not even the private, most of the private schools are allowed to have armed guards. I mean, the various state police agencies are actually trying to get armed guard companies have their firearms licenses revoked to pass more of that on to the police, who are not taking now.
Wow. We are up against it, Jack. You are on fire tonight. You had a lot to say about this, and so do you. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Something pretty, I stand by. Something in your lullaby. Something that makes me stick on to. Something I don't have a clue. Can't let loose, I can't let go. Something makes me tell you so. Something I'm gonna let.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Boy, you overwhelmed me with the avalanche of mail that we received. Your dumb things never cease to amaze me. Some people are saying it was a dumb thing what Donald Trump had to say about, listen, for now, we can't get it straight. We got to keep Muslims out of the country. And many people reacting, I've already said this, we talked about it last night, from the right of the right to the left of the left. So it's not just liberals who are smashing Donald Trump, it's the Republican candidates, a lot of Republicans and, elder members, kingmakers, let's say, like Dick Cheney is the best example of that. Regardless, he says he has no regrets. Somebody has to say what's right. And I truly believe that this is what Trump, this is Trump. This is what you get with Donald Trump. There's nothing that's hidden. There's no hidden agenda with him. 68% of voters would back Trump if he left the Republican Party, by the way, and ran as an independent. The USA Today Suffolk University poll released showed that in their findings that overall he has the most momentum, 27%, Ted Cruz 17%, Marco Rubio 16%, Ben Carson 10%. But the big question is that question, an independent Trump candidacy. 18% say they would not back the current Republican front runner, 11% undecided. Now, the survey was taken before his comments on Monday, so bear that in mind, calling for a complete and total shutdown on all Muslims entering the United States until terrorism issues have been fully addressed. I just want to make sure I give you the correctly what he said. It was in South Carolina. We've talked about this a bunch on America Tonight. He said, until we are able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victims of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad and have no sense of reason or respect for human life. Let's go out to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate. Sorry I couldn't be with you last night. They had a Dallas Cowboy losing session where they actually won a game. After losing seven in a row, and they touted it for 3 hours straight on the radio that you broadcast on.
So I know.
I had to listen every hour to check to see if they were done blabbering about the great Texas. And I was so pissed about that. I thought, you know, here it is, Donald Trump is striking a blow for freedom, and I can't get in and voice my support. So tonight I am here to say that I truly support Donald. He just hasn't gone far enough. Forget the routine of not letting him in until we know what's what. No, kick every damn Muslim in this country out, including Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Muhammad Ali, Dr. Oz, and any other slimy Muslim that's out there. Take their pedophile prophet with them and go back and live in your own damn countries in Pakistan, wherever. It started all in Saudi Arabia. That's where it's going to end eventually. And I'm telling you, we have got to get these scum out of our country because they are a threat to us. Why should we have to be searched at the airports because of Muslims?
Let me stop you. I totally disagree. Muhammad Ali, come on, Dan. Dr. Oz.
Did he adopt the Muslim religion?
Let me tell you this. This is not what Donald Trump is even is saying. He would never shove Dr. Oz out of the country. He's saying those coming in, even with family members here, so he's not saying to dump people here.
You didn't hear what I said to start with. I said he didn't go far enough.
Yeah, I know. Danny. No, I can't agree with you there. I agree that we have
We'll just have to agree to disagree. But I also, on another point, now, you can forget Hillary. Hillary's going to go down. The FBI investigation will take her out. Then, to save the world, because Bernie Sanders is such a loser, to save the world, Joe Biden will announce that he's coming out to become president of the United States, and when it gets time to name a vice president, he will name Barack the Destroyer Hussein Obama. And you will have to make that perp walk. And I'll get rich. I'm going to get stinking rich.
I knew you were going to end on a high note.
Give me a joke.
No, you have to give me a joke.
No,
everybody
knows
you as the joke guy.
For years, it's your turn,
baby. For years. For years.
Yes.
No, I can't give you. I gave you my best joke last week. I can't give you another one. That's the best one. I come up with one every 3 months. I'll give you a joke next time.
I'll let you off the hook this time.
All right, Dan. Next time, we got you. All right, we got a whole bunch of people trying to jump in. You can, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Sally in Washington. Hello, Sally.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
I want to throw in my 2 cents about Donald Trump.
Sure.
We had 14 people who were celebrating the birth of Christ. They were Christians killed by Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was from Saudi Arabia, wasn't she?
Yes, Pakistan.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is I always remember that on 9/11, my newspaper came out and it said there were 19 hijackers. And the next line said 15 were from Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think you should say all. I learned a long time ago you can say many, most, or few, or whatever. Maybe many Muslims want to bring Sharia law here and take down our country, but you should never say all. But I think they should be detained you know, coming from these countries, and really seriously looked at. You don't have to make a hasty decision, but I think maybe we should take, you know, detain them a little bit, you know, be a little bit slower and not just rush them in here.
Well, the problem is there is no vetting process for a refugee, for example. And when we're, that's what part of the problems in the discussions about Syrian refugees, Sally, as you know. And then the reason his bride got in so quickly is because our visa process allowed a fiance to jump in here quicker than even a married, you know, spouse. So it was crazy. I think part of the problem is our visa. The way our visas are applied and the application process, because often this is where, I mean, this is what happened on 9/11.
This has to be slowed down, like I said.
Yes.
We need to, you know, Donald Trump, at least he's trying to do something, but I don't feel protected by my government anymore. I've never owned a gun, and I'm seriously thinking about getting one because I feel like I'm at the point where I feel like I need to take care of myself. Nobody, who else is going to do it? Who else is going to do it? I can't count on them. And, you know, and I'm a Christian, and I wear a cross, and I stand with Israel, so sometimes I wear a Star of David. So am I going to be shot because they don't like me? They don't like the nation of Israel. They don't like Christians. They don't like our way of life. And you know what? The thing is they want to take us backwards. You know, if they had their way, women would be back in burqas. And here's a thought. How many women in the Muslim world have you seen that are over the age of 50?
Very few.
And how many are hiding bruises and cuts and abuse under their burqas?
Yeah, probably a lot.
That's my thought. And I'm a woman and you're a woman and I don't want to be taken back. You know, I went to see that suffrage movement. Movie. Have you seen that movie?
I have.
And at the very end, they talked about how, you know, Britain got the woman's vote. I think it was 1912, correct me if I'm wrong, but it said that we got it 1932, and it went down all the countries where the woman got the right to vote, and at the very end, the very last line of the movie, it said, Saudi Arabia, they're still waiting for the women to be able to vote.
No kidding. Sally, you made some great points. Thank you for the call. Sally says she's never owned a gun, but she's thinking about getting a gun. Why? Because of not trusting what's going on with the government. She brings up a valid point. Are some people getting guns now who perhaps wouldn't have gotten guns in the past? And the lines apparently have been super long. There are more people, I think, lining up to do that. And the reason is because of what we're seeing. To saying, as Sally is questioning, who's going to help me? Who's going to protect me if I happen to, you know, fall into this grim situation? You know, it was really sad. It really hit home with me today. I'm a news junkie, so I tape all different points of view, look at it, see what they're talking about. And it was one of the nightly newscasts that I happened to see this. They had a shot of the woman who got the Employee of the Year, who worked for the county in San Bernardino, and it happened just minutes before everyone's world in that building, in that particular area especially, changed in the middle of a Christmas party when they burst in. And how outrageous is that? This is just a normal day in California, a Christmas party, and awards are being handed out, and those awards ended up in the hands of dead people because they were slaughtered. Awful. Sing it, Willie, on the road again. Go to kateontheroad.com. Once a week, we feature places and people and exciting things on this show. And we want to take the show on the road. You can help us. Go there. You could also win a computer. Register today. Kate on the Road.
Going places that I've never been. Things that I may never see again.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Some people get their eyes poked out by birds. They look so sweet, but don't be fooled now, birds. Beady eyes and sucking beak now, birds.
Birds, you gotta love that. No lack of talent out there when it comes to music. I think that is pretty interesting stuff. Thanks, Nathan, for that. Hey, hey to all of you listening across the world and here in America. Coming up in just a few seconds, we do that thing where we look at dumb things, and there's some good ones in the bag tonight. It's kind of like confession. You just get it off your chest. There's no rosaries involved. You don't have to ask for forgiveness. You just have to sort of out yourself with your first name only anyway, and if it's your real name, telling us what dumb thing that you did. On that note, let's turn to dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eye. Always put salt in your eyes.
Emmy, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Danny. You owe the pain.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Michael stepped up to the plate. He says, Katie Kate, I'm listening to you in Sarasota, Florida. I have to say I really did a very dumb, dumb, dumb thing. I was paying more attention to my phone just a week ago when I was escorting my lovely wife to Home Depot to grab a few things. I guess I was in a hurry. I was looking at the phone. I wasn't paying attention. I opened the door for her, but the only problem is I closed the door of the car on her hand. It ended up that she had a sprained hand. I'm not really quite saying that right. And she had some contusions, bruises, if you will. We had to go to the emergency room. It was a nightmare. And I think she was more upset with me. It's accidents happen, but she knew that I wasn't paying attention. So much for being a gentleman while you're trying to catch up with your buddies and some scores. Oh, that's the bad thing. You were looking at the scores. Depending on when it was, it could have been anything. It could have been any sport. But that's a no-no. Yeah, that's not in the guide code book. If you're going to open the door, you have to focus at least for that few seconds on the door and get her getting in the car, not on what's going on your phone. Wow, that's a bad one. But she's okay, I gather from the notes, so that's the good news there. Plus, now she has something to hold over your head. Yeah. People say they don't keep score, but any married person knows there is a little bit of a scorecard. A little bit. Maggie says, oh, Kate, I have a long list of dumb things I shouldn't have done. You know, you just get that sinking feeling in your pit of your stomach and you know, oh, I knew this was going to happen. Why did I do this? So I was shopping hurriedly the other day. Seems to be a theme here. I had a cart. I unloaded my groceries. The cart started to roll a little bit and I pulled it back. Roll a little bit and I pulled it back. Roll a little bit. You get it. So instead of just emptying them, watching the cart, putting the cart away, I let it roll and it smashed into the tail light of somebody who was parked just a few feet away from me. He was in the car. He jumped out of the car. He started screaming and yelling at me. People started to gather around. They called the police. Then it got down to whose fault is it? Busted taillight, scratch on the bumper, and this was because I didn't hold the basket and just simply walk it back to the store or put it into one of those concrete areas that keep it from rolling away. I see this all the time, Mags, you're not alone, where people, I think, just unload their stuff and leave a cart that's close to some other cars, and if it gets windy or someone pushes it, I mean, they have people running around gathering up the carts, but they can't do that every second. So there's a time lapse in between, and I've seen that happen a few times. I never do that. I unload, take the cart back. Because of that reason. Because I don't want it. I'm just always hoping that people don't let their cart roll into my car when I'm not around, and so I just do the same thing. Lesson learned, trust your instincts. Oops, this is kind of slipping. I don't think it's going to stick. And then, of course, the worst happens. Timothy. Dumb things, where do I begin? Probably the dumbest thing I did recently is we've had a lot of rain where I'm living, you may know, in Portland. And I left the sprinklers on. So for 4 days, while we were really getting doused, particularly in the one day, we were getting doused twice. My sprinklers and Mother Nature. Needless to say, Kate, I went outside, looked at the edges of my house, and, you know, the paint had already been wearing down a little bit, but I just made that process hurry up a little bit more. Yeah, you gave it some giddy up. Sure, the rain's not enough here. The rain that we've had, this horrific rain, let's just keep on those sprinklers. You know what it is? It's that you have a checklist and you forget about something that's just happens all the time. And then when you forget about that something, then you don't shut it off because you don't think about shutting it off. And the sprinklers are a great example of that. I didn't hear anything about floating away, so that part of it's good. Here's one from Steve-O. Kate, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a childish thing in me, or maybe other men have this same feeling when they want to be the biggest, baddest, best, or get the highest, most horrible thing to eat. I took my very serious girlfriend for ice cream, a rarity because she's in good shape, doesn't really like to eat ice cream every day, eats it once in a while, but I love ice cream. I'm an ice cream hound. So I took her into a pretty well-known ice creamery, we'll call it, and I insisted that she get a cone. She did. Everything was nice until the fact that is my triple cone fell off onto her blouse. She had a really gorgeous blouse on, and it was covered in vanilla chocolate and mint chocolate chip ice cream after my entire cone fell on her shirt. What'd you do, lean in? Hey, let me give you a kiss. Boom. There goes that cone. Oh, no. Three separate scoops. I hope it was I bet it was silk. Very few guys say, oh, she had a pretty blouse on. So I'm thinking it was silk and it was a big deal and she made a big deal about it. And you stained it. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So you take it to the dry cleaners, but I don't know if your night was early or not, but I'm assuming you might have been doing something else after. You weren't doing something else with that shirt after, that's for sure. Oh, that's the worst when you spill on somebody. In fact, there was one other spillage incident. I'm sure plenty of you can relate to that. This one is from Bill. And he says, oh, Kate, it was fun over the summer and into the fall. I was driving around in an RV that my wife and I rented for fun. We saved up all this time and money and we took the time off. I was so tired by the time we pulled into one of the places where we were staying, got that coffee I always insist on having, and I think it was like I had the dropsies, and I dropped a cup of coffee on my wife's head. Luckily, it was on the backside of her head. It was pretty hot, but it wasn't so, so hot that she couldn't withstand the burn. So we do have a new joke about coffee heads, but it wasn't so funny when it happened. And of course it went flying everywhere. She shrieked like I've never heard before in my life, and it was just, she was bending over getting something in one of the little cupboard areas on the floor, and I didn't really have a good grasp of the cup, what can I say, and it fell on her. Yeah, that's rough. Dumb things. Send them to us, AmericaTonight.net.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I can't no win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever back up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy. And also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.